At moment of jhana.
At the moment of dhyana? Uh-huh. You are?
Jhana.
Say that. Yeah. In Naruto Samapati, there's no citta or jetasika arising.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, just a question on that. How does one return from the Nirodha Samapatti? Say, Moggallana Thera. Now, he should know at some time that now the beating is over. So now he should return back from the Nirodha Samapatti and go to Buddha, something like that.
Those who could have jhana can have jhana anytime, but when one realizes that it's the result, it's time for the result of one's own karma, then he accepted it.
Yeah, no, my question was, how does a person
it's like this
return
moment.
From the...
Not return, because citta arises and falls away. And when citta is not jhana anymore, it is the... citta in daily life, seeing, hearing, smelling again.
So, now, at what time? Now, how does this say?
Set time, you mean? Set time?
Yeah, how is this time set?
Can I just add something to the... When you say, how does he know when to return? I think that implies that he has gone somewhere. But jhana citta is not going anywhere. Jhana citta is just a different kind of citta that arises when the conditions for its arising are there.
Oh, say like this now, going into this Nirodha Samapatti jhana, then you know that you will not have the citta and chetasika arising.
Only Nirodha Samapatti.
Right. Then my question was, so then either you have to set the time before going into the Nirodha Samapatti.
Yes, for Nirodha Samapatti, the time must be set.
Before going in.
Yeah.
That my citta and chaitasika should return after this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what about an object which is far, which is not visible? Say, in America, what is happening now, I mean, without watching news.
At this moment of thinking, this cheetah can take any object.
May I know whether there is anything that you have could say about telepathy?
Hi, I'm Charan. I don't know much about all these special abilities that Aryans may have. But I think these are from the accumulation or from the determination along the lives of many lives. And this ability accumulates after all these lives. And then once they become Aryans, this sort of accumulation bears the fruit, or the fruits of this accumulation shows itself. And I have absolutely no idea how that happens.
I just add that these special abilities we are talking about are associated with jhana citta, as I understand it, and that is but not only with jhana citta, but a very highly developed kind of jhana citta, so that very difficult for us to comprehend how it could be. But the power of citta is extremely strong if developed in the right way.
There is a worm, right? And that worm got cut by two, say, for some reason, right? Say we cut him personally, right? Then, purposely, then if these both the pieces are living actually as two worms, how could that happen?
What about transplants? You've got somebody else's hand.
What
right?
is that?
But if they can... Hand. No. No. Well, two. All right. If there are conditions, they can arise there. Right? Like the cheetahs when you have a hand transplant. It's somebody else's hand there. But if the graft works, then you will have cheetahs arising in your hand. And at that moment, you know, the cheetahs arise there. If it doesn't work, then the transplant would probably fail because you can't use it in your hand, you can't feel anything.
So that means the chitta arises here. When I touch here, the chitta arises here. Now her answer was, what about then a transplant? If a hand is fixed in me, then the hand would not work if there would not be chitta and chetasika there.
You talk in terms of worms and concept like hand. What about the seeing?
The
seeing, the thinking, whenever it arises, no matter where, it's nama, not the rupa, because the rupa cannot experience in the object. Instead of thinking in terms of worm or two worms, a worm or two worms, just thinking about the reality which experiences an object and the reality which cannot experience an object.
Okay, if I put it in this manner, if I look it in the...
It doesn't matter as long as it comes down to nama and rupa only. Just nama and rupa.
Yeah, no, but my question is, like, is it another nama?
It does not belong to anyone. Nama just arises by conditions, performs its function, and then falls away instantly.
It may not be the same.
But actually, you just said that it's a worm, but actually it's nama or rupa. When it's seeing, what is it, nama or rupa? When it's hard and cold, what is it, nama or rupa? That's all.
Okay, but yet I'm a little bit stuck in that. If you take the worm, is it the same worm or two worms?
That is thinking about seeing.
That is from us, no? Our point of view.
Mm-hmm. Whenever there is seeing, seeing is seeing. You may call it a worm sees, but actually it's only seeing which sees.
And when we think about that kind of thing occurring, that's just visible object, it helps us to see the anattaness of it and to finally to disattach from it. In other words, okay, worm being cut in half. Worm being cut in half. It's just color.
Yeah, I am. Yes, ma'am. I would speak after you.
But how can you know whether the worm is blind?
The worm is blind.
Blind. Or does it see? How can you know?
That's an assumption. My assumption is, if both of these two live as two different creatures.
So it's your own thought. But actually you don't know whether the worm is blind or the worm sees. There are two worms.
Yeah, that can be tested. No, now that I is just Wando. We may just prick him and see whether he moves.
But he can become blind any time.
But?
That worm can become blind any time.
No, no, my real problem is whether this was asked from me. Now I couldn't answer that question, right? So whether a different nama from someone else, does it come there in just like in the case of rebirth? Does some nama from somewhere? So the worm, the first worm would be the first part of the worm. The second worm would be maybe someone died and now he's one part of a worm.
Or third worm. Not just second worm. There can be third or fourth. Just cut and cut and cut, keep on cutting.
Can I ask you something? When your foot is itching, what is itching?
When my foot is?
Itching.
Yeah.
Or when you hurt your foot, what happens then?
Actually, I'm getting a feeling to the chitta that...
occurs there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, the chitta can occur. When there are conditions, it can occur anywhere.
Yeah.
When the conditions are right.